on OKM. Mary Lynn Mim in this morning to help me out and bring Rose along with you. Rose Hammerschmidt is the Development Director. Good morning.
Programming.
Okay, thank you. We'll get to more on that coming up just a little bit. OKM, you're coming in June. It's great.
It's exciting. We're excited. It's going to be here before we know it, so we've got to get ready for it.
Yeah.
And today we wanted to give a little sneak peek at the children's programming coming up for the festival.
Sounds great, because that's always been a part of what's going on. Some years a little bit more upfront than others, but the point is it's a longstanding tradition with OKM. It's wonderful. And I think that we must be time to cue Rose.
Okay. Thank you. Children's programming has always been a delight for me.
Mm-hmm.
And this year we have a marvelous schedule. We have touched many children, many people in the community. First, we're going to begin with a story time and art project and music all wrapped into one for any age group. Usually we like to target like the four-year-olds through maybe 16 mm-hmm. and up. And we're going to do that on Monday. And on Monday afternoon, we're going to do a Lee Theater de Marionette out of Dallas.
Okay.
For a like a puppet show mm-hmm. with music. And we're going to do that along with with other groups in the community, like the Mutual Girls Club. We're going to target them, you know, to come, as well as children and adults.
That sounds like a program for a little bit of all ages, members of the family.
It is. And then on Tuesday, we're going to do the same kind of thing with the story time and telling of and using music as with another music that relates to the book.
Okay.
And then in the afternoon, we'll have a magic show and ventriloquist with music to do that. And then later on Tuesday afternoon, we are going to do something different. We usually have a princess tea,
mm-hmm.
but now we're going to include the boys, and we're going to have a prince and princess tea with the harp. We've always put a little bit of music in with it too.
Mm-hmm.
And that's going to be done over at Father Lynch Hall.
Great facility for you.
It is. And then on Wednesday morning, we're going to touch with violins and a workshop for the children.
Okay.
But later in the afternoon, we're going to do Jenny Lynn is coming from New York to do Melody's Most Memorable Day. It's a story about a little girl going to grandma, and she is going from sunrise to bedtime, and then in the evening she's going to do a performance, and Mary Lynn can kind of touch on that.
Okay.
For the festival. And
that's a secret, we'll talk about that later.
Okay.
And then on Thursday we have something every day. We're going to do another The Stone Lion Puppet Theater is coming to town, and they're going to do an afternoon as well as a morning performance with them. And then on Friday, to conclude our busy, busy week, we're going to have a sock hop with all kinds of the hula hoop and the little, what do you call them? A laser, flashers that they can do things, and it's all done to music and like an exercise.
Well, you're getting everybody involved that way.
We are.
Well, that sounds neat, and I wanted to make sure that I got the dates right. You're talking about a week-long activities. That would be the week of Monday, June 10th. Is that right, that I got the date correct on
that? Yes, Monday, June 10th uh-huh. through Friday, June 14th. We also have a few other things involving children that will be really fun and family-inclusive. Kicking off for our kickoff party on Saturday, June 8th, we will also have children's activities from about 6 to 8 that will be at the community center. Weather permitting, it'll be out in the parking lot. Should be fantastic. Food trucks, a lot of different things like bouncy houses, face painting, musical things for the kids to come and participate in. And so it should be really fun. Again, being out on Sunday, June 9th at Sooner Park with our Concert Under the Stars series, we will also have children's activities. Last year, we had some really popular, very large lawn games. We did bubble blowing, and the kids really had a good time with a musical wall that they got to go and sort of make their own music on the spot, and that was very popular, and that will be coming back. And then if you fast forward past all the wonderful programming that Rose has just described, Friday evening we'll conclude our children's programming out at Willow Rock. And again, we'll have children's tents with all kinds of crafts and music ensembles that they can participate in, as well as face painting. And so we think it'll be a really good time. Of course, there's always the beloved snow cone food truck out there. And so that he will be out there as well again. And so the kids should have a really good time, learn a lot that week, as well as have some fun.
I think this is the largest children's commitment that I can remember, at least in recent years anyway. This is really stepping up this year, Rose.
Well, I thought last year we tried a few extra new things, mm-hmm. and I loved when all the little children, you know, got involved along with some of the main events to do extra activities and fun and games. And we have just a good time with the children. We touched about 500 children, this probably more, throughout the festival week.
Sure. It's difficult to estimate because some of them came to two or three or four events. Others were, you know, a single event. So it's difficult to count the number of individual children.
True. And also, something that's going to be, we did it last year. We've done it for several years, but we are going to have a passport book for the children. It's they can pick up their passport books from the office, as well as they'll be out through the community where they can pick one up. And every event that they come, they will get a new stamp on their book, mm-hmm. and they'll have little activities and little verses and something that relates to every day that we do something.
Sounds like a wonderful...
It gives the schedule, too, which is important. And so we definitely encourage parents, grandparents, aunts, uncles, friends, babysitters, youth organizations to go to okmmusic.org to get more information on the schedule and to basically make what we call reservations. All of our programming, with the exception of the Princess Tea, is absolutely free to children. But because some of the venues, such as like Ambler Hall for the puppet shows, has limited seating, we do ask for reservations, and then it's based on first come, first serve. So those reservations will be later available, probably starting around April 1st. We'll have that, and parents and grandparents can go on and go ahead and get those seats reserved. But we do highly encourage that. Another aspect of our children's programming, you know, when Rose talks about the number of kids that we touch, that's kind of the 500 number comes during the week. But then we also take our artists to do pop-up concerts and sort of a Q&A masterclass, if you will, to the Boys and Girls Club. And so when we're able to do that or able to take them to other venues, that again touches a significant amount of children. So from estimations of the three main concerts that we have programming at, the programming we have during the week, and the Boys and Girls Club, we estimated that we touched over 1,200 children's lives last year. And we hope to continue to increase that this year. And it's really important to OKM to really press the issue of music education. It's just so important, and we know what it can do for these children. So we hope to grow, and we hope people come out and enjoy. And we absolutely encourage the public to give us feedback as well as get involved.
That feedback, that involvement with the community is so important, whether it's someone dropping you a note or stopping by the office and just inquiring more about maybe one of the programs, the tea or other things that Rose was talking about, because that just helps you make that additional community connection.
Absolutely. It's so imperative. Speaking about the tea, that one will require reservations. It does have a $10 per child and adult fee, and every year it has sold out. So we highly encourage, we have moved to Father Lunch Hall, as Rose said, and with that, we are able to increase the number of folks who can come by a little bit, but we do heavily encourage parents, grandparents, aunts, uncles to go ahead and get those reservations in, because we always have people that call the week before and they are devastated to learn that we've sold out.
How dare you?
I know.
I mean, it just makes sense, but it's one of the most disappointing, I think, things for you to have to say is, you know, we'd love to have you. Why didn't you call 2 weeks ago? You know.
It's just such a beloved event. The young ladies and now young men are able to dress up in their favorite sort of Disney or prince characters, if you will. Kathy, who plays the harp, is just lovely, and the children are really enthralled by her. They get to come up, touch the strings. She will allow them to sort of make a run at playing the harp gently, of course, and she tells them all about the harp, and so they just have a really lovely time. Full service of tea, apple juice for those who don't like tea, as well as little tea sandwiches, scones, little cupcakes, a lot of little treat bags, princess and prince games. So you absolutely cannot just, I mean, it's just a magical day.
Well,
it's a
magical evening. The harp is an instrument that youngsters can be fascinated with because they see nearly everything that goes on. There are some pedals that they probably don't really realize what's going on with the
right.
pedals, but in general, I mean, it's up there in front of them, and they see this very talented person plucking the strings, and it's something that we all feel, well, I could do that. Well, maybe with a lot of practice. But
well, and it makes just such a musical, or I mean, a magical sound that the kids really, you know, they like to dance to it, they like to sing to it, and they really just want to, you know, they want to make that same magical sound that Kathy makes.
And of course, that just builds that interest in music for a lifetime, whether it's with the harp or some other instrument or just using their voice as an instrument.
It does. And we're very excited to bring it back. So please, again, go to okammusic.org. And get your tickets once they're released. Get them quickly.
And I know that there are, of course, other announcements coming on down through the spring. What, do you expect tickets to on the tea to go on sale 1st of April? Did I understand that?
Yes. All of our children's programming will be up and ready to go April 1st. So whether you're making a reservation because the programming's free or you're buying the Princess Tea tickets, those will, Prince and Prince ST tickets, those will be available April 1st.
Okay, so that's one date that just needs to just make that reminder in your phone, April 1st. You know, set the reminder for, I don't know, I'm going to pull this out of the air, 8 o'clock, 9 o'clock, call OKM and make reservations, right?
If you call at 9 o'clock, you can call 918-336-9800 or 9900.
And that's two phone numbers that get you in the front door for the box office, so to speak.
Absolutely. And Rose is happy to help you in person if you want to stop by at 415 South Dewey.
And Rose, I know you are what I want to call the figurative tip of the iceberg. You've got a crew that have helped you set all these things up. I want to give them credit as well.
Well, I've had a lot of office help, but most of it, Mary Lynn has let me just kind of run with it, and then I pass things on to her, and we kind of work together.
But you do have a lot of volunteers during the festival.
I have a lot of volunteers during the festival. We have interns that come in, and they help me, and they help. Then we have other people that help set up, you know, the facility wherever we're at, so that the janitor or the whoever, you know, in the facility doesn't have to do all of the work that it suits, you know, our needs to. And the library has, they set our rooms up ourselves. We do not have to do that at all. They just make it available. They put the microphone or whatever we want in their room, you know, for that particular person.
That's great. Well, again, if you have interest in any of the things we've talked about so far or would like to volunteer or become part of an internship at OKM, same phone number, I believe, will get you in the front door on that, 918-336-9900 or 9800, either way. And better yet, stop in and say, I want a job.
We would love to have you. We would love to have the help. And of course, we always welcome donations. If you have a passion about music education, you have a passion about helping children in this community, it is absolutely our mission and quest to provide access to music to all. And so we place a huge emphasis not only on the community, but those who are underserved. And we want to make sure that they have access. So that is why we partner with Boys and Girls Club, Mutual Girls Club, The Rock, anyone who has a youth organization. We have open doors, and we want to make sure those children have access to both music as well as instruments, and that they have an inspiration, hopefully, to continue that passion to learn about music.
Sounds great. That's our one-on-one time with OKM, and April 1st is the date to make those reservations.
American Heritage Bank, now serving the Osage region of Bartlesville, Pawhuska, and Barnstall.
This is KWON Bartlesville and 93.3 FM, K227 CQ Bartlesville.